News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for an update on what's happening in the College Station School District. Chuck Gunwinkle on hand. Let's open up with some student honors today.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had one of our band students at A&M Consolidated High School received a tremendous honor. He was selected to be a member of the 2013 U.S. Army All-American Marching Band. That student is Jaehoon Roo, and he will perform at halftime of the U.S. Army All-American Bowl game, which is held in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. And I know they recognize the top 125 high school senior marching musicians and color guard members from across the country. And like I said, they're going to perform at the halftime of the U.S. Army All-American Bowl, which will be televised live on NBC at noon on Saturday, January 5th. So a big honor for Mr. Roo. We also, sticking with band, we also had 43 members of our two marching bands, both at A&M Consolidated High School and at College Station High School, earned spots on the all-regional band. 21 of them performed well enough to make the all-area band, and will compete down the road for a chance to make the all-state band. So our musicians are doing really well at both of our comprehensive high schools, and also pretty recently we had three students at A&M Consolidated named to the all-state orchestra. So lots of honors rolling in for our fine arts students there at both high schools.
Something else to remind district patrons about is the annual vote.
Yep.
About next year's calendar.
That's right. We do it every year. We post a couple of options online for the community and students and parents to go and vote on what they think would be the best calendar for the 2013-14 school year, which will be next year's calendar. There are two options up there this year. We'll compile the vote, and there's also a section on there for open-ended comment where you can comment on anything about the calendar that you'd like to see different, or things you like or don't like about the two calendar options that are up there. All that information will be presented to the Board of Trustees, who will ultimately vote on what the school calendar will be for 2013-2014. But this has been a long-standing tradition at College Station ISD to get community input on the calendar for the next year. We are a community-based school, and we like all the feedback we can get from our community members, and this is one of the ways we can get that is to allow the community to help us select our calendar for upcoming school years.
You may have mentioned this at the beginning, but how long will the vote be available?
The vote will be up until, I believe, we're taking it down January 4th. It's that Friday right before everyone comes back to school. It's been up since just after Thanksgiving. We've got some safeguards in place where if you're voting from the it won't allow you to vote multiple times from the same IP address. So if you voted already, your computer will tell you that you voted already. But if you haven't, go on. And like I said, go to www.csisd.org. On the left-hand side, there'll be a link that says 2013-14 calendar feedback. Click on there, and it's as simple as one of the two calendars that you like and providing whatever feedback you'd like.
I'm going to guess one of the recommendations is essentially what's happening this year, and if that's true, then what is different about the other option?
Well, it is. One of the recommendations is essentially what's happening this year, and the other option, the big thing, is that the semesters are a little bit more evened out. We're looking at this year, our school calendar has approximately 81 days, I believe, in the fall semester and 90-something in the spring semester. So it's a little bit unbalanced. And the reason it's unbalanced is because of when the state says we have to start school, and that's the last Monday in August is when we can start school. So the folks in our community have always wanted final exams before the holiday break. That's been a big point of contention. And the second calendar option evens out those semesters a little bit, but it does move the final exams to after the holiday break.
All right, moving on. We do have a Board of Trustees meeting before the holiday break.
Absolutely. Tuesday, December 18th, we've actually got three separate, meetings that you could call them. We've got a workshop that begins at 5 p.m. We'll have a public hearing where we will present the district's AEIS report for 2011 and 2012 beginning at 6:30, and then the monthly meeting will begin at 7 p.m. Some of the things that will be talked about in the workshop, something we've talked about the last couple of meetings, the long-range planning. We're getting closer and closer to getting a community group together to help the district decide on its needs and wants. And so that's getting closer and closer to happening. We're going to talk a little bit more about the district's legislative action plan. And then at the public hearing, there'll be a presentation done by Dr. Ely, and he'll go through all the ins and outs of the 11 and 12 AEIS report, and then it'll be opened up for public comment for anyone who would like to comment on the district's rating or anything in the AEIS report. And then all that information in that report will be made available on our website following that. And then at the meeting, the big thing is going to be the annual fiscal audit. That's one of the big things that the Board of Trustees is tasked with every year, is hiring an outside firm to come in and do a fiscal audit of the school district. And we'll receive the report from that audit at the regular scheduled meeting at 7 p.m.
Let me go back to the alphabet soup. That is AIS. What does that stand for?
The AIS report is the Academic Excellence Indicator System, and it's a TEA report that basically aggregates all sorts of data from the standardized tests that the students take and the graduation rates and all those sorts of things, and crunches a bunch of numbers and supposedly tells you how you're doing as a school district. So it's something that we do every year in December, and it's something we'll do again on the 18th. And Dr. Ely does a good job of going through all the data and getting the information out there. And again, it's something that will all be published on our website following that meeting.
And then wrapping up, we're in the throes of the holiday season, and lots of opportunities for folks to see the students in action.
Yeah, absolutely. There are performances going on, quite a few of them, just about on every campus. And if you'd like to, just go to www.csisd.org, pick your favorite campus, and see what they've got going on coming up here in the next week or so. And this fall semester is rapidly coming to an end. Friday, December 21st will be the last day of the semester. It will be an early release day. The elementary schools will get out at 12:45. Secondary schools will be released at 1:30 on that day, Friday, December 21st. And also that night we'll have a graduation. Timber Academy, our alternative high school, will be graduating about 30 people at 7 o'clock at Christ United Methodist Church on Friday, December 21st.
Very good. Have a great holiday.
Hey, same to you, Bill. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Chuck Glenwinkle, College Station School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.